Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
What is good, brothers and sisters? You got a little early, Freddie and Harry. We're normally on from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday on ESPN Radio. But Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman, in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as tune in and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Before we get started, Harry Douglas, a native son of the great city of Atlanta, the great state of Georgia, is also a native son about to give a little bit of love to the man who's made him all possible, by the way.
Yeah, my father, Harry Douglas III, happy birthday to my dad. He turned 66 today. But it's special for me because my father has always been my role model. Mm-hmm. He's always been the example in every aspect of life. I'm the father I am today because the father he was to me, my brother, and my sister. So I just wanted to make sure that I wished him a happy, happy, happy birthday. We're going to go eat later tonight.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy one another. But, man, that guy is my role model. He coached a ton of guys that played in the NBA, NFL. He's been a father figure to so many people in this world, but he's as selfless as they come. And he's the funniest man on earth, I promise y'all. if he wanted to be a comedian, he could, but that's his natural self. So right. Shout out to my dad. Yeah.
By the way, I love the picture you posted on Twitter, HDougs83. It's a great picture. Go on Harry Douglas' handle on Twitter and Instagram. And the words are, happy birthday to my role model. And role model is in capital letters. My father, hashtag Coach Douglas. And there's a picture of Harry Douglas III with Harry Douglas IV on his shoulders. And just looking at that picture, as someone whose dad is still here, my dad just turned 80 years of age this past Christmas Day, and is the father to my daughter, Brianna. Those kind of pictures, you and your father from way back when, it brings a really full circle. So it's a really cool picture, Harry, you post about you and your dad when you were just a little old boy. Yep. With your dad back then.
and the first thing he told me, he texted me when he seen it, he was like, man, that's love. He was like, boy, you and Prince, that's my son. My son is Harry Douglas V, so we call right. him Princey. My dad was like, you look just like your son, man.
He ain't lying.
And my dad this morning, when I call him and tell him happy birthday, the first thing he asked for, hey, man, where my babies at? Where my grandkids? He loves every one of his grandkids, and he's doing the same thing with them
yeah.
that he did with me and my brother and sister growing up. So it's
tremendous.
It's great to see.
Yeah, by the way, happy birthday, and many, 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 many more. When it comes to Harry Douglas III, who is the dad of Harry Douglas IV. Keep weighing in on Twitter at HDouglas83. That's Harry's handle, my handle, the Coleman ESPN. Don't forget the phone number as well. You can be hard at the Greeny hotline at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Now, that's a great place to start for your weekend, and we're going to make it even better with...
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
The Sixers have beaten Miami. They gain a whole game in the standings to pull to within a half a game. And what a ball game it was.
I'd rather not be in the plane, but that's the situation we're in. That doesn't change. The goal is to go out there and try to win every single game.
Let's be for real. Joel Embiid is not human. There's no way you can be out that long as a top flight NBA professional athlete. And then two games, you come back this week. And you score 53 points in both of those games. And your team, it beats Oklahoma City, and then you beat Miami last night. I'm not going to say that, Harry, that everybody in the Eastern Conference be going, ooh, hee, ah, when it comes to Joel Embiid being back. But the fact that he looked like that, yep. anybody that has ever questioned his heart or his ability, shut up, as we like to say on our show every afternoon.
That's right.
Shut up, because Joel Embiid should never, ever be a question if he's going to be all in. It could have been very easy for him to take the easy road out and say, you know what, I'm not going to be helping my team by coming back too late. Joel Embiid was not trying to have that. And if he plays anywhere like that, and Tyrese Maxey, the way he looked last night, getting 37 points, being in Miami Heat, all of a sudden this 76ers team that looked to be maybe in a play-in situation could be a very, very difficult out when they get into the playoffs in the Eastern Conference.
And Freddie, I remember the other day we said previously, before Joel Embiid played that game versus the Oklahoma City Thunder, is that I knew Nick Nurse and company, those guys were going to monitor his minutes. Well, apparently Joel Embiid has been practicing and doing a lot more than a lot of us thought he had been doing up until that point, because he played 29 minutes versus Oklahoma City Thunder. He played 33 minutes last night. Now, I get it, folks. There are times where he's out there on the basketball court and he's leaned over and he's huffing and puffing a little bit,
right.
but he's fighting through it, right? Mm-hmm. That mental toughness is kicking in for him, and it's good that he's getting this burn right now, so when it comes playoff time, he's fresh. But they're a game and a half behind the Miami Heat that they just beat, and I think one game behind the Indiana Pacers. So Man, yeah. I wouldn't put it past the Philadelphia 76ers if they end up as a sixth seed, because now you have your big man back who won the MVP of last season. But Tyrese Maxey and the way he's playing, one rebound shy of a triple-double, 37, 11 assists, 9 rebounds, those two guys can paired up together are very, very dangerous, especially down the stretch moving forward.
You make a great point in terms of if they get a chance to be a sixth seed, because as of right now, they're a game back of the Indiana Pacers for that sixth seed. You also mentioned half game back of the Miami Heat, because even Joel Embiid, he says, hey, I'm glad I'm back, but there's a bigger picture that we're thinking about and worried about.
We don't care where we end up. For me personally, I didn't have to come back, but, you know, I want to play. I love playing basketball, and I want to be on the floor. It doesn't matter. Obviously, I'd rather not be in the plane, but that's the situation we're in. You know, if that's where we end up, that doesn't change. The goal is to go out there and try to win every single game. So I think, you know, we have a pretty good chance. We just need to find a way to get on the same page, and I need to find a way to, you know, get back close to where I want to be.
Harry, when he just said that, it takes me back to when he and Ben Simmons were teammates and people in Philadelphia. And, yeah, y'all know who you are, who I'm talking to. When somebody said, man, they got to choose. They should choose Ben Simmons over Joel Embiid. And I said, are y'all out of your rabbit behind mine? Mm-hmm. And now 4 or 5 years later, Joel Embiid still playing. Said, I wanted to be back for my teammates. I wanted to be here for my guys. We may never see Ben Simmons on a basketball court ever again. And I warned plenty of you back then, 4 or 5 years ago, there is no way on God's green earth I'm taking a guy in Ben Simmons, who I question if he wants to play basketball, with a guy who I never question if he wants to play. And he just bared that out once again, Harry. Anybody who thought that he should be the one shipped out and Ben Simmons should have stayed in, I wonder how you feel now about that foolishness when that was a conversation around this team when both of those guys were together as teammates.
Well, that's the love that I have for Joel Embiid, because of his love for the game of basketball. And Freddie, I took you a few years back, right, when they're going against the Toronto Raptors and Kawhi Leonard shoots that basketball and it bounces, and goes in, right? And they lose the basketball game and lose the series. And the raw emotion, right, because he cares and he wants to win. So we just heard Joel Embiid basically say, in so many words, I love the game. I want to make sure I'm available for my teammates. And I know as long as I'm out there that we're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I like his game. I like how much he's progressed since he's came into the NBA. I like how dominant he can be. He can face up, play with his back to the basket. He can shoot the three. He's amazing from the free throw line. He can bring the ball up the court. His handles are decent. Right. So the big man in today's game, everybody has everything amongst again. When you look at Jokic, when you look at Embiid, when you look at Chet Holmgren, and it's a beautiful thing to be able to see these guys with this skill set. And I think it's only going to get better moving forward as we have younger people coming to the game.
Yeah, by the way, that's Harry Douglas, Freddie coming together, and for Mike Greenberg on Greeny ESPN Radio. I love when you say stuff like that, because ain't God good? Because they tried to eliminate the big man out of the game. I don't want to say we have a big man renaissance, because we had a chance to talk to Corey Alexander, ESPN college basketball analyst, yesterday on our show when it comes to Freddie and Harry each and every afternoon. And he said the big man has always been prevalent in college basketball. They've tried to legislate that out of the NBA. The fact that Joel Embiid is doing his thing, Chet Holmgren is going to do his thing with the Oklahoma City Thunder, Victor Wembanyama with San Antonio, Nikola Jokic, best player in the world right now for the Denver Nuggets. We're seeing that big man getting that respect that should have never been taken away from them. Because how many other guys smaller than big men like Joel Embiid, that when they have an injury, it really sets them back? It set him back, but it didn't knock him back, and he couldn't wait to get back out there. So I love what you said about that big man controlling things. It's just like the heavyweight championship in boxing. Boxing is always better when the heavyweight championship, and people are talking about that. To me, the NBA game is always going to be better when a big man has not been legislated out of the game. And you see guys like Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic doing their thing so far in the NBA.
And one more, Freddie. I would say you look at the Boston Celtics with the best record in the NBA right now. Mm-hmm. And one of the luxuries that they have that third score, right, which is Kristaps Porzingis. Mm-hmm. And a guy that can play with his back to the basket, especially when teams decide that they want to switch things. Now he has that height advantage, can shoot over the top, or he can step out and shoot the three. So I love what the big man game is in today's not just NBA but also college basketball as well.
And speaking of big men, or in this case big mouths, when it comes to the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets, make sure that if you're going to poke the bear, at least be playing in the game when you poke the bear.
Warriors, come out to play!
The reason we're playing that cut from that old movie, because I guarantee out of the group that's here today, between Harry Douglas, Nick Carty, Bubba Peregrine, these guys were not alive when the Warriors movie came out in the late 70s. I wasn't a little old boy, but I was a little old teenager when that movie came out. But Terry Eason of the Houston Rockets, when they were running white hot, they had won 10 games in a row. They're only one game behind the Golden State Warriors for the final spot in the Western Conference play-in situation. And he posted on social media, mimicking that from the Warriors, come out to play, and all the other nonsense. Well, the Houston Rockets got a little comeuppance last night when Golden State beat the blood out of them, 133-110. By the way, Terry Eason, they had shirts on Harry Douglas that said, Warriors come out to play. And he wasn't even playing in last night's game. I'm not making that up. He didn't even play. The same guy not too long ago going, Warriors, come out and play, was not even playing in the game. And when Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and company finished putting it on the Houston Rockets, they let it be known.
You guys heard the Warriors come out to play.
Yeah, that's pretty lame, especially if you're not even playing. Like, it's one thing if you're playing and you're out there competing and you can back it up, but if you're just going to be trolling from the sideline, like, bro, like, what are we doing? Like, times we talk mess, at least we're out there competing. I'm not going to – that's all I have to say about that.
Sorry. If you're going to say that, you got to play, though. Like, you can't come out and say that and not play.
Love the competitive fire. I love the talking. That's always fun. But, yeah, hopefully next year he'll say the same thing and we both won't be fighting for the play and we'll be fighting for a seat up top.
Hey, Terry.
Those Warriors came out to play.
Meanwhile, you're on the bench with the shirt on. Dude, you control. But at least be out there as a playing troll and not having an Instagram video, Harry, going, Warriors, come out to play. They played all right, and they played upside his head.
Yeah, Klay Thompson, 29, Steph Curry, 29, Trace Jackson Davis, 20. Remember, though, back in the day, Freddie, when you may have done something you wasn't supposed to do, and you get one of those spankings, and you're getting your arm hit. Didn't I tell you not to do that again? You gon' learn, Mr. Eason. Your ass is going to learn to shut up and let the people on the court do the talking.
The sad part is, you're speaking from experience for you and me, because I know that Harry Douglas III had to get at Harry Douglas IV, and I know for damn sure Freddie Coleman Jr. had to get at the Freddie Dwayne Coleman at one time or another going, didn't I tell you not to do that? We learned our lesson early on. We made sure our dads, we didn't have to look at our dad and say, hey, father, come out to play. We knew better not to do that, because the consequences and repercussions, Harry Douglas, were going to be swift, they were going to be merciless, and it was going to be painful, the same way that Terry Eason found out last night at the hands of Golden State.
Freddie, you know, that was the old school way. You know, now in 2024, things are a little different. But you know, back then, I used to say to myself, man, let me try to run all over this house to see if I could tire my father out. That made it worse.
Like on the Steve Harvey show, in this day and age, you can't hit the kids. You can't hit the kids. Mm-mm. Hitting the kids is wrong.
Got to talk to them now.
You got to have a negotiation. No doubt about that.
Go sit in timeout.
Although I kind of miss those days when discipline could be meted out and no one said, stop hitting that kid. Terry Eason, he was the son, and the Warriors were his daddy last night as they beat the Houston Rockets and now they have a four-game advantage for that final spot, in the playoff race in the Western Conference. Great stuff, my man Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman, in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny. Don't forget that feeling great starts with a great shave, and great shaves start with Barbasol Shaving Cream. That's Barbasol's Shaving Cream. It is an American tradition for over 100 years. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol. So we got to that in terms of who came out to play involving Golden State, involving Joel Embiid. We're going to find who's going to come out to play tonight in the Final Four women's style in Cleveland. We go to that city and get an update from an FOS friend of the show. That's next. Harry Dell's Freddie coming in for Mike Greenberg. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Warriors, come out to play.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You got Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as tune in. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. For the ones who get it done, and we mean the ones who always get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have exactly the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com today, or just stop by.
I've always wanted to be in these moments and have confetti fall down on me.
It's a time of the year where there's more pressure than ever before.
This is what we do. National champs right here.
It takes a special player to be able to handle all that. Some can and some can't. Everybody's going to tune in to watch, see whether they can.
So many weapons for the Gamecocks.
At the Wolfpack go.
This time, it's Iowa.
UConn.
I'm only promised 40 more minutes.
Or never.
Might as well go win it.
And it all gets started tonight. Pre-game coverage at 6:30 Eastern time on ESPN. And then the Women's Final Four live from Cleveland, Ohio. You got the first game with South Carolina taking on North Carolina State. Then the Night Cup, the big-time matchup. UConn on one side, Iowa on the other side. Let's bring in an FOS friend of the show. She is the uber-talented Elle Duncan, ESPN Women's Analyst, SportsCenter host, gal extraordinaire, whatever description you want to give, all those things apply. Hit her on Twitter, Elle Duncan ESPN. Before we get into your analysis in the Final Four, Elle Duncan had a little sing-along with the North Carolina State women's team early this week, and you were getting that groove on in the locker room with Sanaya Rivers, you and Holly Rowe. How did that come about, which went viral on Twitter about a couple of days ago, Elle?
Hey, Freddie. Hey, Harry. Happy belated 404 day to you, Harry, my fellow Atlanta. We love you.
Nice.
Harry used to work with me back in the day in news, so he knows that I 100% sing all the time, and that's just me. So Sanaya Rivers was telling us when we were in their media availability that, like, just sort of like punctuating how like loose and free they are, that they like to ad lib songs and freestyle and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, cool. So they started giving it. We were like, give us a sample. So, you know, Isaiah James, like, starts laying down a beat. And Sanaya starts, like, orchestrating, right? Like, it's a gospel choir. And no one would, like, sing. And I think their vocalists weren't there, the girls that usually jump in and sing. And so Saniah's like, well, we don't have our vocalist. Does anybody in here sing? And so Ryan Rucco just threw the lob. He was like, El sings.
Nice.
And so she looked at me, and I certainly wasn't going to hang the girl out to dry. So I just jumped in, and then Andrea had the assist with the, like, ad-libs, the final four. And it was just a really fun, organic moment. I had no idea, like, what I was singing. I just started sort of singing a version of They're Playing Basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And it was super fun. Honestly, like, we don't have favorites because all of these teams are so incredibly deserving. But when you talk about the lightest, most carefree team in the media availability anyway, it was NC State for sure.
But, L, that's one of the main reasons why we love you, because you're going to always be authentic and people are going to be able to relate to you in every way possible. Now, today is Friday, right? And normally on our show, Freddie and Harry, which is 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., we have this thing called Love Friday. So we've brought Love Friday to Greeny's show.
Love Friday.
To Mary J. Blige, we play some real love. So, L, give us one song that you would love to be played probably next week when we do our Love Friday.
Ooh, man, it's not safe for work ever. I mean,
okay.
Listen, my theme for life is Bone Crusher, Never Scared. So, okay. Harry, I'm going to throw out Bone Crusher. Can you play that? I'm outside of the club. Come on,
and
man.
You think I'm a punk?
Bone Crusher, Never Scared. Got it.
I appreciated the Mary nod, though. I love that coming in. I was like, hell yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. L. Duncan live from Cleveland, ESPN's own, joining us here on Freddie and Harry, in for Mike Greenberg and Green and ESPN Raider. Just for you right now, Nick Carty, giving that ATL love. We got the ATL sister and ATL brother. There we go. Just for you, L.
Hey! Look, I'm like in my room fighting. If you put on Nuck If You Buck, then this talkback is over.
Oh, forget
I'm going to start throwing stuff in the room.
L, we did Atlanta City Play Day on our show. We spotlighted artists from Atlanta, and we played Nuck If You Buck. We still get tweets about that, Harry, to this day from, what, 3 weeks ago, right?
L, I was on the airplane going to Houston last week. The first thing a gentleman said to me, he tapped me, he said, hey, man, I love when y'all played that Nuck If You Buck when y'all was repping Atlanta a few weeks ago. And it was a few weeks prior to me being on the airplane.
Isn't it so funny, like, the things that cut through? You're like, and also our analysis is great. Like, but sure, if that's what stuck, then that's what stuck.
No doubt about that. A lot of people getting that Nuck If You Buck on when it comes to women's game, especially with Caitlin Clark in Iowa, Paige Beckers at UConn, South Carolina being undefeated. And you mentioned Cinderella story when it comes to North Carolina State. L, what has it been like being around that in terms of not saying that there's been a rise, but to me there's been more of not just more of attention, but more of an appreciation what we've been able to see from the women's game that is finally getting their flowers based on what we've seen and heard the reaction so far?
Man, it's been so great just because, you know, we keep getting sort of, me and Dre and Shanae keep getting a lot of attention on the studio show, but to be honest, that just means people are watching women's basketball. Like, if you're watching the studio show, or if you've got these great, you know, comments to say about the studio show, it's because you're watching the game. So ultimately, that's all that we care about. I think what's really cool, and Gino Auriemma put it best, we met with him the other day, and he always has so many pearls of wisdom. I was like writing them down, truths for life.
Mm-hmm.
But he said what he, apart from the ratings and all of that, which is great, and like the platforms are bigger, and the games are so great, and the women are showing up. Like, that's the best part, is that, like, we have had some attention before on certain games, and then you just hope that the games live up to the hype, and they just keep delivering. But I think what Gino said was really insightful. He said what he appreciates, apart from the ratings and all that, and the NIL deals or whatever, what he appreciates is that finally people are appreciating the women's game for what it is.
Yeah.
Like, he brought up Diana Taurasi, and he said back in the day, people would be like, oh, I love D because she plays like a boy, you know, she's a white mamba, like whatever. And he was like, women no longer have to play like boys or have male comparisons in order to like feel like they are, to feel like they're like being acknowledged for their own unique talents and skills. Like, nobody's going, oh, Paige Beckers is the female, blah, blah, blah. And
right.
He said that that's what he thinks is so special and has changed so much in his, you know, 30 years of coaching. And so I think that that was probably the best part, is that we don't have to like convince people to come watch women play just because, like, oh, the girl that can dunk, like Brittany Griner or whatever. Like, there doesn't have to be a male equivalent to validate them anymore. And that's been really cool to be a part of too.
Yeah, I thought Geno did a great job in the Elite Eight versus USC. When it came to crunch time, running offensive sets to get Aaliyah Edwards the basketball and also Paige Beckers. When you look at UConn and how they're constructed, how can they upset Iowa tonight?
Yeah, so it's funny because, Harry, people keep saying, like, what to you would be, like, the most shocking storyline? I'm like, well, the peripheral fan or the casual fan would just go, it's UConn. Like, they've been to 23 Final Fours. Like, of course, we're supposed to be here. But Geno said the reason that he cried after the Elite Eight, after that USC game, is because it is the most improbable Final Four trip since his first one in 1991.
Sure.
And the reason is because they literally have no bodies. They've got no healthy bodies. They've got more girls in sweatshirts and sweatsuits than they've got in uniforms. They've got two healthy post players, Aaliyah Edwards being one of them. So I think but the reason that I picked them, even though some people did not, to beat USC and to be in the Final Four is because of exactly what you said, experience. Geno Auriemma is one of the smartest, most experienced, the most experienced when it comes to this point that's in coaching today. Paige Beckers has the best basketball IQ maybe that we've ever seen in the space, right? Like, she doesn't take bad shots. She's so efficient. She's asked to be incredibly versatile and take multiple shots and play multiple positions. But a lot of that is because they just don't have a choice. I mean, I don't know that people understand how decimated by injury this UConn team has been for the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, decimated. Even this year, they've got 60 points sitting on the bench. You know, AZ Fudd is next level, and she hasn't been able to play. So I would say that the most important thing for them is not getting into foul trouble. Geno said, the problem and the good and bad with this team is we know how we win. We win because we have no room for error. There is no margin for error on this team. You cannot get into foul trouble. There's a lot that they cannot do. You know, he joked like, oh, this is happening. Just go, you know, go into a press. He's like, with who? You know, oh, do this. He's like, with who? We just don't have bodies. And so Aaliyah Edwards staying out of foul trouble is going to be incredibly instrumental in this. Obviously, Paige Beckers is going to garner a ton of attention. Nika Mule is probably going to get the defensive assignment on Caitlin Clark. She told us, I got to stay out of foul trouble because, again, like, Nika Mule will impact a game and it won't show up on the stat sheet, but she's one of those people that just has a way of impacting the game. Her defensive prowess, her ability to dish, she's their point guard. She's fantastic. They've got to play perfect basketball, and he knows that. You know, literally perfect basketball in order to pull this upset, but it largely starts with staying on the court. And of course, there's an impact there. They have to play 40 minutes. Like, they have to play, I think they play something like 87% of the minutes in this tournament because they just don't have anyone on the bench to go to. So I'm interested to see if the travel from Portland and all of those things impact them at all. The girls said they're getting lots of massages, lots of rest, lots of ice baths just to, like, get their bodies prepared.
Right.
But they're going to have to play perfect, carefree, mistake-free basketball.
The always talented Elle Duncan of ESPN, like we mentioned, she'll be part of the coverage tonight for the Women's Final Four on ESPN starting at 6:30 Eastern Time, joining Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio. So we know that North Carolina State has won the sanging thing. You were there to see that early this week, you and Holly Rowe. How can they pull the upset thing against an undefeated South Carolina basketball team?
You know what? The great equalizer is hitting threes, right? We saw that with Iowa and LSU. Like, I was undersized, but they were able to hit threes, and that's the great equalizer. This is going to be like a little bit of a battle between the post and the guards. Obviously, South Carolina's post university. They've got Camilla Cardoso, 6'7". She's heading to the WNBA after this. But the thing with South Carolina is they just have so much depth. I mean, they have their four position may be even stronger. Ashlyn Watkins is such a game changer. Chloe Kitts off the bench. They've got two starting fives. Like, they do. They've got five girls sitting on the bench that could go start at any other D1 team in the nation, but they choose to, you know, sort of buy into this program and the South Carolina standard, and they all know their roles really well. NC State's going to have to get Camilla Cardoso into foul trouble, which works really well for River Baldwin, who's their post player, who draws a ton of charges. I think she's drawn 31 charges this year. And they're going to have to shoot. Isaiah James and Sanaya Rivers are going to have to do what they've been doing all tournament long, which is completely take over. I mean, Isaiah's just been – I actually picked NC State in my Final Four. Only 9% of brackets did. Hey-oh, humble brag. But that was just because this is a team that started out 14-0 to start the season. It's crazy we're calling them Cinderellas. Like, it kind of is. I mean, they are technically. They're a 3 seed, but, like, they were number 2 in the country, you know, on the AP poll at one point in the season. And so – they don't believe that they're underdogs. Like, they believe they're exactly where they're supposed to be. But the biggest issue for them coming into the tournament was their offense inconsistency. They weren't, like, they couldn't even hit the 70 mark in, like, you know, five of their last seven games, and then they just turned it on. Like, Isaiah James has gone nitro. Mm-hmm. She's averaging 9 more points per game in the tournament than the regular season. Saniya Rivers, former South Carolina Gamecock, won a national championship with South Carolina and then transferred to NC State. She's been next level. And they're just getting these huge contributions. They're very well-rounded. They're going to have to be able to hit their shots, and they're going to have to limit what Camila Cardoso can do in the paint. It's going to be a tough assignment for River, but she says she's up for it.
She's the real L. You don't have to go searching for the real L. She's L. Duncan from SportsCenter, and also part of the coverage tonight for the Women's Final Four. She will be there, Andrea Carter and Tanea Gwemeke. Catch the coverage beginning at 6:30 tonight before the Final Four. Connecticut and Iowa on one side, South Carolina, North Carolina State on the other side.
Let's go!
That's right.
Yeah, we nothing. Come on.
You better believe it, L.
Thank you so much.
Bye,
thank you so much, my sister. Great stuff by L. Duncan. Like we mentioned, she does a fantastic job, not just with SportsCenter, but she, Andrea Carter, Chanel Gwemeke, they've been fantastic with the coverage. By the way, Leah Boston is going to join them part of the pregame coverage tonight for the Final Four games that start at 7 o'clock tonight and the championship game on ABC at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, pregame coverage at 2 o'clock. Real quick, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman in for Mike Greenberg today on Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. It wasn't just me, but about 7 minutes ago, give or take a second or two. Mm-hmm. And Harry didn't have to deal with this. But apparently, and I'm going to bring in Bubba, one of our producers. Did an earthquake just come through here on the East Coast?
It sure did. It looks like we all felt it in here. Cameras were shaking. It was a very small, like, rumble. But we were sitting here, and Nick and I just looked at each other.
Uh-huh.
We looked over to the morning show. They were looking over at us.
Yep.
And you go on Twitter, and you're seeing people from New Jersey to New York uh-huh. to Philly. Everyone's tweeting, did we just have an earthquake?
Yeah.
And it seems like there was, whatever you want to say, a mild or a minor earthquake uh-huh. in the Northeast, because we felt something. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN mm-hmm. NFL analyst, also catch her and Harry when they're on First Take and Get Up Together. She put, yo, why did my entire building just shake?
Yeah, I don't remember Ooh. Feeling something like that before. It was nuts.
And the last time. Now you're just going to set Harry off now. Whoa, whoa. That's all it took.
Love Friday.
Love Friday. I never felt anything like that.
Did the earth move for you too?
Go, Bubba, go.
But, I mean,
Harold King, I feel the earth move.
Exactly. Yeah, there we go. Under our feet. You know, it was weird, Harry, because I'm sitting there thinking, I said, okay, is something going on? And I didn't think anything about it because it lasted maybe about two and a half seconds. And then it just went away. And then Pat Costello from the morning show, he comes and he goes.
He says it was a 4.8 in New Jersey.
Really?
So that
can shake some trees a little bit.
I don't know what that means when it got to us, but.
Either way, it shook the earth here a little bit, Harry.
Get some hazard pay.
that's the beauty of being able to be here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that why? You mean an earthquake can never get down to Atlanta, Georgia? Is that what we're doing?
Not today. Not today, boss.
Yeah, I can't. Harry won the show zero as far as that goes. But I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't just me. And now it's been confirmed because Bubba's right. You look all over social media. So many different people weighing and going, wait a minute. My first earthquake, and it seemed like it just came and then it went away. So I guess they're calling like a little earthquake, not little. L-I-L, little earthquake, not little. A little earthquake.
Little. I feel like, and this is crazy, I mean, I don't know if this is just me, but I feel like even just having that little earthquake, it really kind of just throws things in perspective, because you're
does.
Just like,
yeah,
mm-hmm. you know, a big earthquake could really just end things real quick.
Oh, my
I
yeah.
mean, you know,
God.
We're not in control of anything right now, and that was just, we barely felt anything right there, and like, you know, the thing could just collapse in 1 second there.
Because Mother Nature's undefeated.
Yeah, exactly.
You better believe it. That's something that none of us can control at any given time.
Yeah. By the way, Jay Jackson hit us on Twitter at Coleman ESPN, HDOS83. Said, I'm in New Jersey at White House Station, New Jersey. They said it registered 4.7 on the Richter scale.
Wow.
When it comes to an earthquake.
Man.
Jeez. This Weather on the Ones brought to you by Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas. Thanks for joining us here for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Do yourself a favor. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. So we're done with the earthquake. Now we got to bring in Nick Carty. Done a great job of the music today. He's going to do a little sneaky Nick trivia question.
Nicodemus.
Excuse
Come on, Nicodemus.
Me,
Hello.
Mr. Nick Carty. What you got for us?
All right, I'll do my best Hembo here.
Okay.
Obviously, the big news of the week is Stephon Diggs being traded from Buffalo to the Houston Texans. So
right.
My trivia question to you three, it's a multi-answer group trivia question.
Okay.
Stephon Diggs finished fourth all-time in Bills receiving leaders.
Okay.
I need you guys to name me the top three in front of him.
Oh, boy. Okay, so the top three wide receivers, Bills all-time. In terms of career yards?
In terms of yardage.
Yards?
Yes. Career yards?
But we don't have the answer right now, though, right?
No, we do not have the
answer right now. We'll get some time.
You'll guess after the break.
We'll get some break to think it through.
Right, there'll be no Googling. Has to be off the top of our heads.
Stay off of Twitter.
That's right, Bubba.
Yeah, stay off of Twitter as well. So Nick Cardi's asked the question.
No cheating, Bubba.
No cheating, Harry.
Be honest.
No cheating, Freddie, as well. So Stephon Diggs traded by the Buffalo Bills to the Houston Texans. Finished fourth all-time in the history of the organization in terms of reception yards for a career. Who are the three ahead of him? We're going to give our answers, see if we're right and see if we're wrong. And how wrong was Nick Cardi by what he wore today on this Friday? Ooh. I'm Freddie Coleman. He's Harry Douglas. We're in for Mike Greenberg. Thanks for joining us on Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Greeny, the podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm sure you're probably saying to yourself with Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app and 6X and Channel 80. Why are they playing Carole King, I Feel the Earth Move, from Tapestry that came out in 1971? Well, there was an earthquake, seriously, that went from Washington, D.C. all up to Boston. Certain places, it registered anywhere from 4.7 to 4.8. And Harry, the best part for me, the fact that we all survived because it wasn't that earthquake kind of thing. But Bubba and Nick, our guys behind the scenes, they said, man, if this ever got to like a 6 point something, we'd be screwed in the Northeast or anywhere else in the United States, anywhere else in the world.
I hope it never happens.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, we've seen things happen in the past. And, mm-hmm. You know, we always keep our prayers for those
absolutely.
Who were affected. But Freddie, I don't ever want to experience anything like that.
The only time I ever experienced an earthquake was about 11 years ago, here living here in Connecticut. And it was just like a little bit of a rumble. And Denise, my wife, she goes, was that an earthquake? I said, nah, honey. Sometimes the trucks go rumbling through and it makes that. She goes, oh, no. Come to find out later. It was an earthquake where a little bit of a rumble. It had that same kind of feeling back then that we have had right now. Involving those states from Washington, D.C., all the way to Boston with
that's
an earthquake
crazy.
That registered.
D.C. to Boston.
To Boston.
Feeling the same thing. That's crazy.
Twitter's like out of control right now. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Everybody giving their weather updates about the earthquake. Some people are sad that they missed it. That whole nine yards.
What starts earthquakes, though?
Now, hey, I got a D in geology class when I went to school in Mansfield. That's all I can tell you.
I know it's
I
like
got my D and got out of there.
Tectonic plates are hitting each other.
All right, Nick Cardi. Mm.
That's it. I don't know what causes it, but it's when two
that's
tectonic
more than we
plates.
Know.
Earthquakes are usually caused when an underground rock suddenly breaks and there is rapid motion along a fault.
All right. There we go.
The sudden release of energy causes seismic waves that makes the ground shake.
Okay. See, there we go.
So we got some.
The more you know.
Some faults and tectonic plates.
Wow. The more you know, courtesy of Bubba and Nick Cardi explaining that. Meanwhile, speaking of Nick Cardi, before we make fun of him, because he's going to be made fun of by his attire today,
mm-hmm.
He had the sneaky Nick trivia question. Now, full disclaimer, there's one person that knows this cold, but she's not allowed to answer when it comes to Christine Lisi, our ESPN Sports Center anchor goddess, because she's a Buffalo Bills fan. So the question
is, Hey, Miss Christine.
So, but Nick Cardi.
Hi, Freddie.
Yeah, there you go. So the sneaky Nick Cardi question was what?
Stephon Diggs finished fourth all-time in Bills receiving leaders by yardage. Who are the top three?
Okay, so we know Andre Reed's one of them. He's in the Pro Football Hall
Andre
of Fame.
Reed Let's just lock him in right now.
Andre Reed is number one with 13,000 yards.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, so number two, what you guys got?
I think it's got to be Eric Moulds. I think we can lock him in, right, Harry? You agree?
Eric Moulds.
Let's lock him in.
Eric Moulds is number two with 9,000.
All right. The debate now, we've come down to between Lee Evans and Stevie Johnson.
Yes.
Harry won't allow us to guess Stevie Johnson, though, correct?
Right.
That's right.
Because?
He caught a touchdown pass against my Louisville Cardinals to win the game.
All right, fair enough. I mean, I will also say this. The last time we had trivia, Harry came through and got it right
for
us.
Yes, he did.
Let's go Lee Evans then, because if Harry's saying Lee Evans, he obviously was great.
Okay.
It's certainly not a bad guess. Yeah, so. Yeah.
All right.
Lee makes a lot of sense to me. All right. Let's lock in Lee.
The room wins. Lee Evans. Okay.
Lee Evans.
Yes.
Number three on the list.
Nice.
Boom!
That's how you do it.
Nice.
Good work, guys. Good work. Great teamwork.
Exactly.
Everyone's in unison with one another.
We were able to battle through an earthquake to get that right. we battled through a natural potential disaster to get that right.
For those of you wondering, Stevie Johnson, 10th on the list.
Wow.
Wouldn't have been close.
Not even close. We'll see,
as Harry Dubs being a Louisville alum, he feels so much better about
that. Who
was fifth? Who was five?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
I think it's probably James Lofton. I'm guessing.
Played from 1960 to 1968.
Never mind.
Yep.
Don't know who that is.
Wouldn't know.
Jack Kemp threw him the ball, didn't he?
Yep.
Wouldn't even know how to pronounce his name. Albert. Christine, you know?
Dubinion. Albert
Dubinion.
Dubinion. You don't have to worry about
who
that.
Who was number six then? Who's
her.
The next?
Who was number six?
Next notable name.
Seriously.
That we
why put yourself through that mental torture? Just ask her.
I know. Number six is Frank Lewis, and number seven is Thurman Thompson.
Frank Lucas?
Lewis.
Frank Lewis.
Not from Lewis. Not from
a Joe Ferguson guy.
The Joe Ferguson guy, yes, Frank Lewis, who played at Grambling University. Not Frank Lucas from an American Gangster.
I watched the movie about him.
Thurman Thomas or Thurman Thompson?
It's Thurman Thomas.
Thomas, what did I say?
You said Thompson.
I'll show myself.
Come on, Nick. Know your damn history, Nick.
We're done with Nick. Speaking of Nick.
The forgotten Thurman, So that's the one wrong that Nick has been able to engender part of this show today. Harry Douglas, Freddie coming in from Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Bubba pointed this out that he said, wait until you see the kind of jersey Nick Cardi has on. Now, I know that Nick Cardi is a Yankee fan. So I said, oh, he wears a Yankees jersey, so be it. But then, Bubba, what kind of Yankee jersey does he have on?
Well, he's got a home Yankee.
Hold on for a second, Bubba. For a second. Yes, there we go. I want to see if we can put the camera on Nick. Nick, could you stand up, please?
Yes.
Stand up.
With a Nick Cardi. Please stand up. Please
turn around.
Turn around.
I can't stand up. My legs are broken.
What are you talking about? You're young. What do you mean your legs are broken?
No, first of all, I.
No, you're not going to tell the story.
Turn around.
Bubba's going to tell the story after you
turn around. Turn around. Show the cameras for
people. Stop wasting our time.
Exactly.
We got a damn heart out, Nick.
Another earthquake
happened. There we go. So for people not watching on the ESPN app, he's wearing a home Yankees jersey, a white jersey, which everyone knows. Yankees wear the white jerseys at home. Pinstripe jerseys, wearing a Jeter jersey. But the Yankees famously, which is a cool thing they do, they don't have their names on the back of their jersey, which is a pretty cool tradition. But for some reason, Nick has a Jeter jersey, and right there, Jeter written on the jersey.
Failure.
I don't even know what's going
on.
Can I say something?
You have to.
Try.
You have to.
You can try.
Yeah.
Would you get that for $10?
First off, I got it at Yankee Stadium.
That's even worse. Why are they selling that at Yankee Stadium?
Exactly.
Because it's corporate America
that's terrible.
They don't sell cheaper jerseys without the name on the back.
How do they sell that at Yankee Stadium?
Everybody knows that Jeter wore number two. There's no need to have his name on the back when everybody knows that.
Again, I'm with you guys. I'm first in line. I shouldn't be wearing this. That's why I barely wear
it.
I almost
have bought
never
it.
Wear. Well,
he's got to buy it. I've
never had a Jeter jersey. He's my favorite athlete ever. And they don't. If somebody wants to buy me a new one, go ahead. But
not at those prices.
Exactly. That's why.
Those jerseys are like $250, man.
I don't have that Harry Douglas money.
Here we go.
You just bought like a $300 Rangers jersey. How many Rangers jerseys do you own?
Yeah, really?
I have two that have totaled $500.
Okay. Who are they? Who are
you know,
the numbers?
Just because they're doing good in the regular season doesn't mean they're going to have postseason success either.
Well, that's just a you problem, Harry.
I know they're leading NHL right now.
This is coming from the guy who's a Bruins fan who, oh, by the way, what they did last year. Let's talk about that last year. Best regular season record in the history of the NHL. Then it got there in the playoffs after having a 3-1 series lead and a lead in Game 7 against Florida. So,
let's
yeah, you're right.
Let's go, Bruins. Let's go.
I'm going to cut his balls.
Please do. We're going to preview the Final Four for not only the fellas, but also the ladies. Plus, one team had plane issues getting to the Final Four. Freddie Cohen, Harry Dulles, and for Mike Greenberg. Thanks for joining us on Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.